William O'Connor, delighted you can join us on the programme. You're in charge of the UCD side, having taken over from Andy Myler. And, you know, before we look at the current season, that whole involvement within the club, I think it was last September when it was announced that Andy was not going to be in charge this season and you were. So was it a fairly seamless transition?
No, it was fairly straightforward. There are no real major changes. Even in terms of the staff and stuff, they're all staff that were within the club. Maybe just a few promoted and also, again, some of the players, I know some of them only came in halfway through last season, so the squad and the staff were fairly familiar, and it was a straightforward transition, for sure.
And then, after the club being relegated, a bit of movement of players during the closed season, you got Ronan Finn back, a hugely influential player who has played right at the top level, but unfortunately for you, he's been on the injury bench, on injury list for a while.
Yeah, there's been a big change. A lot of the players over the last few years were kind of coming towards the end of their course, which that's kind of the way the cycle down there down here works. They would towards the end of the cycle, you nearly the last, that's where you kind of pushing towards the promotion, and then they move on. So this year now would be a lot of first year players. They'd all be very, very young, very good players, but still very, very young. We signed Ronan, who gives us that bit of experience. It's something probably that we've thought about over the last 3 or 4 years, that it's something that we needed, just in terms of game management on the pitch, and again, the quality and standards of training and demanding more off each other, all that kind of side of the game off the pitch is really, really important. And he's been incredible since he's been in there. Even he's out injured now, as you were saying, probably been another few weeks as well before he's back. He got injured in the second game, but still, even being around there and managing the lads and talking to them, even on the training pitch and stuff like that, he's a big, big impact, and he's brilliant for us to have.
So the season so far, William, you beat Bray in the opening game. You had a tough opening because then you had matches against Treaty and Cork, losing 1-0 in both of those, a defeat against Wexford. But since then, you've been on a little bit of a roll, three wins and then a draw last week with a Kerry side that, it must be said, are improving. So the trend has been upwards.
Yeah, we're gradually improving. Again, we had a tough start, even you had Wexford on the Treaty, Cork and Bray. It's four tough games to start off with. We had a great result in Bray, and then the next three, we kind of... The first four games were good a week, bad a week, good a week, bad a week. Even down in Cork, we were very good, but didn't get the result that we probably should have. And the other 2 weeks, we probably were a bit off it. And I think looking for that bit of consistency, that's what we've been focusing on over the last few weeks, or even from them early stages. And then the last three or four games, we've got that bit of consistency. Maybe dropped off a bit there on Monday, but that's understandable with the Monday fixture. So... The results have improved a good bit over the last few weeks, but I still think there's a lot of improvement in the squad and in the players, and I think we can get better as the season goes on.
Now, the first series of games for most of the clubs in the First Division comes to an end this coming weekend, and your opposition for the first time this season is Finn Harps. They've made a very good start to the season, so no doubt you're expecting a tough game.
Yeah, they're absolutely flying and doing really well. Even that the last two results, if you look at them, away to Treaty, who were unbeaten, I think, before that game, and then even home to Bray. And I know the results aren't going for Bray, but they're a really good side. So those two results and all the results so far, they've been doing really, really well. It'll be a really, really tough game, tough opposition for us on Friday, and we know that. We know it's going to be a battle, and we know we have to get everything right on Friday to come away with the right result.
And you've been involved in quite a lot of Harps UCD games over the years. Certainly you'd remember a few alongside Ollie Horgan, particularly at the UCD Bowl. There's never really much between the sides.
No, it was always a good battle between the two teams. I think it was early doors, it was us, Fun Harps and UCD going for the title. I think UCD pipped Fun Harps, but Fun Harps came up in the playoff, and then you would have had each other in the Premier Division, so that kind of up and down, and it always seemed to be them for a few years. But no, there was never too much in it. It was always an even enough game, and I'd imagine Friday will be the same.
Yeah. Now, looking at the First Division as it stands, Cork on top, no surprise there. Would you go along with the general view that Cork will be, or should be, the table toppers, and after that, pretty much everybody else is going to be scrapping for those other relegation or those other promotion playoff spots.
Listen, Cork are the big favourites, and there's a good chance that they'll win it, but I wouldn't go as far as saying they'll definitely win it in that first round of fixtures. I think they might have drawn three or four games, so they're not really getting any. They're not really getting any games easy. I think they won two or three as well by a goal, by a set piece. So, they're big favourites to win it, but I wouldn't say they'll walk it. I do think the team, three or four teams below that, can maybe, if they can stay with them for the next round of games, and maybe you wouldn't know what would happen after that. But it's probably on the three or four below them to see can they stay with them, because they have got the results. Although they won those games by that dog goal, they're still winning them, which is the important part. But I still don't think they're nailed on search to go and walk it. I still think there's other teams that can have a say in it as well.
And how important is it for UCD to be playing in the top flight as opposed to the second tier?
I wouldn't say that it's massive important. Obviously, it's where everybody wants to be. Managers, players, staff, clubs, everything. It's all the Premier Division is the target for everyone. But I wouldn't say it's do or die in our terms of that we have to be in the Premier Division. We're very much a player development model, and probably it does some of the young players coming in the first year, it does them no harm. They get a year or two playing men's football in the First Division, because the Premier Division is so tough. It's for their development, like attackers would need more of the ball. They try and beat men, they try and get goals, get assists, and get that bit of confidence and belief in themselves, where it's much harder to get that in the Premier Division.
Yes.
So now the First Division is very good for their development as well, but ultimately the Premier Division ends where they challenge themselves and see where they're at as a player, and ultimately that's the target that everybody wants to, that's the target where everybody wants to be.
And down through the years, UCD have had a smattering of Donegal players. What's the situation within the club at the moment?
Yeah, it's actually quieter than normal at the moment. I think it's just myself, but over the last probably 3 or 4 years there, we've had big numbers. It's just the way it goes as well, in terms of people applying and getting into college. We're all college now this year. All players are in college. So, again, maybe hopefully there'll be a few more down in the next few years.
Yeah, and UCD are unique in many ways, and one of them being you do tend to have that little bit of a transition as the season goes on. Is that likely to happen again this year, that come the summer you'll see some players moving on?
No. Everybody there now will be there for the next probably 3 to 4 years. As I was saying, a lot of our players are in first year this year. I think we had 13 of them, 13 of the first team squad at the Harding Cup, which is a first year university competition. So, maybe one, two max that are finishing up, but the rest of them, the whole nucleus of the squad will be there for the next probably 4 years, I would imagine, and that's more or less the start of the cycle now that I was saying earlier on there, that they're all in three to four year courses, and they should be around for that duration.
So from your point of view, that's obviously better, because you should be working with them over a period of time, and there can be a real plan in place.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's the model. That's how the club works. These lads come in there, you work with them, try and develop them, and try and see how far you can go as a team, but also for them individually and their own career. So it's that development part for them, and it's great then that you have these players for the 3 or 4 years. You're not like after the first year trying to go out and recruit a whole new team. The team's there, you'll add two or three, or I say there maybe two might leave, but then you'll get two or three coming in on scholarship next year. But overall, you've the main core, the team will still be there, and you've got that to work with, which is a massive plus.
And finally, William, you've been involved with Harps. Prior to that, Cockhill Celtic, the Irish schoolboys set up Shelburne under-19 manager. You've seen a lot of football. How do you rate the League of Ireland at the moment in both the Premier and Division 1? There seems to be a very much an upward trajectory. Would you go along with that things are going in the right direction?
Yeah, you need that in the Inishowen Academy as well there, because Dermot O'Brien doesn't like you leaving it out. But no, listen, I think it's things are progressing really, really well. I think when you look at the crowds and all that kind of stuff that are coming to the games, I think the quality of the football and all is improving, and it's definitely on the way up. But I think it still can go a lot a lot higher, and it's up to everybody involved to keep on pushing it and make it that better product for the good of everybody and for good of everybody involved in football and for young people coming through. That the better that is, the better chances and opportunities they're getting, and the more we create that top class environment is better for all the young people coming through over the next few years.
And fair to say, come the business end of the season, you'll be hoping that both yourselves and Harps are knocking at the door.
Exactly. Again, it's the first fixture you look for whenever the fixtures come out, and then it's the last one that you'll play. But obviously you wish for Harps the very best, but maybe not on Friday night. But it's great to see them back up and doing well and going strong.